Newbie Series Season 2, Lesson 12.
日本語道場
Where can you go in Japan that leaves you feeling more beautiful inside and out?
Peter here.
Naomi です。
Naomi-sensei, we are back and last week we covered...
I ending adjectives.
And this week we're going to cover...
Na ending adjectives.
And we kind of touched on this a bit last week. Now, na adjectives get their name from the fact...When they are placed in front of a noun, they need to be followed by na. Na. So it winds up like this. Adjective,
na,
noun. Na. So this is where they get their names from. So we're going to go into this in great detail in the latter part of the section, the grammar section. For now, today's conversation takes place where?
Style you no hair salon.
At the hair salon. Conversation is polite Japanese.
Fuyuka.And Shu are co-workers. They're speaking polite Japanese.
All right. So with that said, let's get into today's lesson.
Shizuka desu ne.
So desu ne.
Koko wa itsumo shizuka desu ka?
Shizuka ja nai desu. Kyou wa tokubetsu desu. Fuyuka-san no kami wa masugu desu ne. Totemo kirei desu.
そうですか。髪だけですか。
え、いやいや、もちろん、冬香さんも綺麗です。
どうも。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
静かですね。
そうですね。
ここはいつも静かです。か
静かじゃないです。今日は特別です。冬香さんの髪はまっすぐですね。とてもきれいです。
そうですか。髪だけですか。
え?いやいや、もちろん、冬香さんも、綺麗です。
どうも。
今度は、英語が入ります。
静かですね。
It's very quiet.
そうですね。
It is.
ここはいつも静かですか?
Is it always quiet here?
静かじゃないです。今日は特別です。冬香さんの髪はまっすぐですね。とても綺麗です。
Never quiet. Today is special. You have straight hair, Fuyuka. Your hair is very beautiful.
そうですか。髪だけですか。
Is that so? You meant my hair only?
え、いやいや。もちろん、冬香さんも綺麗です。
Huh? Oh no. Of course. You are also beautiful, Fuyuka.
どうも。
Thanks. Naomi-sensei, what did you think of today's lesson?
いい言葉と phrase がありますね。There are a lot of good phrases and words.
Definitely. And we're going to take a closer look at some of them right now. So, first we have...
静か
Quiet, peaceful.
静か静か
So this one?What's going on here with the pitch accent?
The pitch goes down. Shizuka.
Shizuka.
そうです。
So, starts high, then down low.
はい、そうです。
Shizuka.
There's a gold medalist called Shizuka Arakawa.
The figure skater.
はい。
Of course, everybody knows her.
The meaning of her name is quiet fragrance.
Ah, interesting combination of Chinese characters there.
そうですね。
Next we have?
いつも
Always.
いつもいつも
Again, high to low.
はい、そうです。
Starting out high on the E and then down low.
はい。
いつも
そうです。
Followed by?
特別
Special.
特別特別
Now I'm really starting to get the hang of this because I know you started out low there and went high on the second syllable and stayed high.
はい、そうです。
特別 Special.Now, this is a na adjective. Shizuka is also a na adjective.
そうです。
Next we have?
Kami.
Hair.
Kami. Kami.
Going up. Kami.
そうですね。Kami has homonyms, which means paper.
Ah, is paper the same or?
はい、同じです。Same.
Going up.
はい、Kami. Kami.
Ah, so you have to kind of gauge which one they're talking about by the context of the
その
sentence.
その通りです。そうです。So paper hair, which sounds a bit strange, but paper hair is 髪の髪。
髪の髪。
そうですね。
Interesting. Okay, next we have.
まっすぐ。
Straight.
まっすぐ。まっすぐ。
Next we have.
きれい。
Beautiful.
きれい。きれい。
Now, this is an adjective that ends in E, but
it's actually na ending adjective.
Yeah, it's actually a na adjective. So this is one you're just going to have to remember.
If you're going to say beautiful pen, きれいなペン.
What a beautiful pen. Now, here's a way that should help you to remember it. Before we go on over the E adjectives,All of the E adjectives, the last syllable is a hiragana E. But with this word, kirei, it's actually two kanji characters.
Ah.
That final E is not dangling, or it belongs to a kanji character. So in that sense, it's not an E adjective.
すごい。
And that's why we follow it with na, when it's placed in front of nouns, therefore making it a na adjective.
なるほど。
Now, some people out there might be saying, you know, I still don't really get this na adjective. Well, hang on just a bit longer because we're going to go into detail when we go through this conversation. So just a bit longer. And what about pitch accent for this word?
きれい。きれい。
Starts high, going down. きれい。
そうです。
Next we have?
だけ。
Only.
だけ。だけ。
This is followed by?
もちろん。
Of course.
もちろん。もちろん。
Now, even though this is a newbie lesson, I'm just fascinated by this word. I believe this word comes from China. As do, well, actually, many words in Japanese come from China. Now, the kanji for もちろん is not written very often.
そうですね。
But in papers or someone writing, sometimes some people do use it. It's kind of a very high-level word. So, you know, if you're listening to this newbie lesson, you're going to learn kanji that you could find in the PDF that probably your fluent friends may not even know. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is mochiro means of course, but the kanji in this means that literally means no argument. So when you extrapolate...It means there's nothing to be said. And therefore, of course. So the kind of thinking behind this phrase is, it's of course because there's nothing I can say. Hence, もちろん.
なるほど.
This is a really good one.
すごい。そうですか。知らなかったです。I didn't know that. Wow.
Come on. Now you're just being nice, Naomi-sensei.
すごいすごい。
Okay, now what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at the dialogue.Okay, first we have...
静かですね。
It's quiet, isn't it? Literally, we have...
静か。
Quiet?
です。
Is?
ね。
Right? It's quiet. Now, with this one, we don't need the topic because the speaker is speaking about a range that can be heard. And so the other person can easily understand that they're talking about the noise or that he's referring to this place.Now, I think this is the perfect time to introduce everybody and to clear up what a na adjective is all about. Now, notice how a na adjective, shizuka, is a na adjective. But when it's followed by desu, there's no na. So some people may be wondering, well, I don't really get it. But as we said in the previous lesson and in the beginning of this lesson, the na adjective, that na appears when the na adjective is placed in front of a noun. So let's just try that.What word can we use? Naomi-sensei?
Classroom.
And how do we say that in Japanese?
Classroom.
Or we could say?
教室.
Okay. Let's use a 教室.
本当?ちょっと難しくないですか? It's not difficult? Okay.
It's okay.
Okay. 教室. Okay.
Okay. So we have classroom.
はい。
Now, let's use the pattern we used last week. That noun followed by wa, followed by an adjective, followed by des. And we're going to use classroom and quiet. So we get the sentence,
教室は静かです。
Literally, classroom quiet is. The classroom is quiet. Again, we have the na adjective, but there's no na. Now what we're going to do is we're going to take that na adjective and put it in front of the noun. Now watch what happens.
静かな教室。
Quiet classroom. That's where that na appears.
そうですね。So, 特別な人 means...
Special person. And again, we have the na in there.
And if you want to say, Peter is special. Peter さんは特別です。
And if you want to say, Naomi-sensei is a special person, Naomi-sensei は特別な人です。So, Naomi-sensei is a special person. So that na appears when the adjective precedes a noun. And hence, this is what all that talk about the na adjective is. Okay, it's not that bad. It all makes sense. And again, if you check out the PDF, it'll bring it all together. Next line we have.
そうですね。
That's right. So here, it's not acting as a tag question, but it is kind of... Well, I would kind of sum it up like this. The listener doesn't really have much to add at this point in the conversation, but is willing to keep listening.
そうですね。
It's like...そうですね。It's like, well, I don't really have much to add to it's quiet here, but you can keep trying. So not a tag question, but kind of showing the speaker's limited interest. This is followed by,
ここはいつも静かですか?
Is it always quiet here? So the first part is,
ここ
here
は
topic marking particle,
いつも
always
静か
quiet,
This
is
ka
question here always quiet is it always quiet here? Now notice the order here. Topic established first, ここは, followed by
いつも,
adverb of time, followed by
静か,
adjective
です,
copula
ka,
and question marking particle. Next we have
静かじゃないです.
It's not quiet, or it's never quiet.Now, the main point here is, literally we have, quiet is not. Literally, that's what we have. And again, we went over janai in the past. And that was with nouns. Now, na adjectives are formed, the negative of na adjectives are formed exactly the same way as the negative of nouns. So if you remember in a previous lesson we had, it's not meat.
肉じゃないです。
You take the word for meat.
肉。
And you follow it with?
じゃない。
Meat, it's not.
です。
And here the des is just to increase the politeness level. The same case here. The des here is just increasing the politeness level. Without the des, it's informal Japanese and maybe not appropriate for this situation. But what's going on here grammatically is we have the na adjective, shizuka, followed by?
じゃない。
Which is not. So quiet, it's not. Quiet is not.And again, the fact that you're talking about here, which was mentioned in the previous sentence, is inferred. So if we had the whole sentence, textbook style, it would read like this.
ここは静かじゃないです。
Here, quiet is not. It's not quiet here.
ここはいつも静かじゃないです。
It's never quiet here. Okay, then this is followed by
今日は特別です。
Today is special.
Fuyuka さんの髪はまっすぐですね。
You have straight hair, Fuyuka.
He could have said, あなたの髪はまっすぐですね。
Yeah.
But yeah, he used Fuyuka's name instead of あなた.
Yes, because most of the time in Japanese, they use the name. Now let's look at the possessive going on here. We have?
Fuyuka さんの.
Fuyuka's. Possessive here. Fuyuka's.
髪.
Fuyuka's hair.
は?
Topic marking particle.
まっすぐ.
Straight.
です.
Is.
ね.
And again the ね. Let's look at the first part. We translate this as, you have straight hair, Fuyuka. Again, because in English, in this situation, we would call the person you. But in Japanese, it's the opposite. You use the person's name, followed by the possessive, followed by hair. A point of interest in this sentence is the ne. This last ne is another use. It's not a tag question, but it's adding emphasis to the statement. So here it's acting as an emphasizer. So again, it can be used to show interest, to be a tag question, and here emphasizing. Like probably the fact that he didn't notice this before today.
Ah, so でしょうね.
And now he's like, wow, you know, you have straight hair, Naomi. Next we have.
とてもきれいです.
It's very beautiful. Now, literally, very beautiful is.
とてもきれい.
Very beautiful is. But what are we talking about here? Her or her hair?
I think he meant, Fuyuka san no kami wa to temo kirei desu.
Yeah, it's the hair.
Hai.
So it's not mentioned, and since we didn't change topic, it stays on the topic.
Hai.
And the topic is hair. Then we have?
So desu ka.
Is that so?
Kami dake desu ka?
Only my hair? So, but literally, hair only is? Which kind of makes sense. Hair only is beautiful. So we have literally hair.
Kami.
Followed by.
Dake.
Only.
Desu.
Is.
Ka.
Question. Hair only is.
When you receive a compliment, you can use this grammar. Like, shatsu, kirei desu ne. Ah, shatsu dake desu ka? Pantsu, kakkoii desu ne. Ah, pantsu dake desu ka?
Your shirt is cool. Ah, just my shirt? Your pants are cool. Just my pants.
Of course, and only with our good friends. But
yeah, and yeah. It's kind of like it works out very nice.
So desu ne, as a joke, yeah.
Yeah.
It works really well.
Here we have just a noun followed by dake.
Hai.
There's also other ways to use this, but for now, we're going to stick with this. Again, check the PDF for a more detailed explanation on this and other things covered today. Next we have.
Eh, yeah, yeah.
Huh? No, 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 no. Like, no, hold on, wait.
Yeah, yeah. We often use this.
No, no.
So desu ne. Some people say, yeah, yeah. And some people say, yeah, yeah.
This is followed by?
もちろん.
Of course.
Fuyuka さんもきれいです.
You are also beautiful, Fuyuka.
はい.
So we have the particle mo in there. So, finally we have?
どうも.
Thank you. All right, long lesson. Again, be sure to stop by, pick up the PDF in the Learning Center, stuff to really bring everything together. And finally, this bonus track. You want to get the bonus track because it gives you time to practice, say out loud what you've just covered today. All right, so that is going to do for today.
じゃあまた!
しずかですね。
そうですね。
ここはいつも静かですか?
静かじゃないです。今日は特別です。冬香さんの髪はまっすぐですね。とても綺麗です。
そうですか。髪だけですか。
え、いやいや、もちろん冬香さんも綺麗です。
どうも。